Previously on Left Behind.
God has spoken.
Now we're supposed to believe you are God?
I want the sores on my people healed.
Well, pardon me, Your Highness. You couldn't have killed that Micah character yourself.
Your days are numbered, my friend.
Op Eagle, this is Chopper One. Listen up, folks. We're rerouting all air traffic direct to Petra.
Prepare a retaliatory strike for the damage we suffered at Petra earlier today.
They're taking aim!
David!
Based on Desecration, the ninth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 103 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Keep them away from the cave.
Stay where you are!
Take that!
Headshot. No interrogation, I guess.
He's unarmed. He's still alive.
Well, let's finish him.
Hang on. Do you know who fired on us earlier?
Are you a Judite? Huh? Judite? No use.
Vulture food. Grab his legs. Okay. On three. One. Two. Three!
That's everything, except for this computer.
Hey, wait, I want to keep it out until we're ready to roll.
Really?
Yes.
Anything in particular you're hoping to receive?
I just want to stay on top of the news.
And when exactly will David be sending you this news?
Hey, it's personal.
Hey, you know what? You ought to just call him. Life is short. He's a busy guy. When's he got time to write?
I found time.
And that means he should, too?
Hey, look at this. His Excellency the Potentate guarantees healing from the affliction of sores by 2100 hours Carpathia time. Oh, no. Oh, I'm so stupid.
What's wrong?
In the status bar, a message has been sitting there all this time. It's probably from David.
Only one way to find out. That's gotta be Rayford.
Yeah, and mine too.
Med Center.
Leah, Rayford, you two okay?
Yeah.
Hannah, you there?
Right here.
You packed and ready?
Yes.
Good. Now listen, you know who George is?
Yeah, the big guy from California.
That's him. I just pulled him off another assignment. He's going to land there within 4 minutes. He'll need help setting up a nest of 50 caliber rifles. Smitty will join him soon.
Don't they both have a load of passengers?
They do, and we need to get them as far from the airstrip as we can.
I take it they're not going to Petra.
They will eventually. Just listen. By the time it's dark, those people need to be isolated and invisible from the air.
So what's the plan with the guns, Ray?
George and Smitty are going to defend the airstrip.
I see. And we're supposed to babysit 2 loads of passengers.
3. I've got a load, too.
Okay, so if you're leaving the load, where are you off to?
I need to pick up a 50 and look in on a situation at Petra.
Wait, hold on. Who's at Petra besides David?
No one as far as we know. I just want to be sure the area is secure before
Wait, hang on. Why wouldn't it be secure?
We've got a lot of people headed that way. We just want
it's
to make
David,
sure.
It's David, isn't it?
I don't want anybody jumping to conclusions, but we're having a little trouble reaching him right now.
Leah can help George and Abdullah with their chopper loads. I'm coming with you.
Hannah, I...
Don't waste your breath, Captain Steele.
Hannah, this is a military operation. And while I hate to do this, I am your superior officer. I'm taking Leah with me and leaving you behind. Are we clear on that?
Yes, but I...
Any questions?
No. But, well, I think I may have just heard from David.
He called you?
Emailed.
Check it for me, quick.
Okay. It's a video file. I'm guessing it's personal stuff.
When was it sent?
It looks like it was some time ago.
Okay. Hannah, we clear on what's going to happen?
Yes, sir.
I need to talk with Leah now, all right?
Yeah. Okay.
Leah, did she hang up?
Yeah.
Listen, I want you to prep heavy-duty first aid and a flight litter.
Sure, Ray. I can do that. You know something?
I was on the phone with David, and I heard gunfire.
Oh, that's interesting.
We might have to load him into the chopper. Bring a restraint kit.
Got it. No problem here.
See if you can get Hannah busy somewhere, and I'll be there in a few minutes.
I'll see what I can do.
Don't worry about the phone. I can nuke it.
What do you mean?
Zap the processor chip. In fact, I just did. By the way, when you find David, I need to talk with him.
I'm not sure what our chances are. I didn't like what I heard.
I'm checking on those computers.
You can do that from New Babylon?
Yeah, David set up a SATLAN server bridge on each computer so that it could be run remotely if necessary.
Chang, whatever you said is great, but I'm worried we've got a bunch of crazed GCers up there hacking into our hardware.
Literally?
Yes, literally.
Akbar said there were only two of them.
Yeah, well, two of them going through those computers is enough to really mess things up.
I hear that.
People, come with me! We need to get away from the aircraft! Come this way!
I've got a full triage kit inside the cooler and the stretcher's on the other side. As soon as Hannah's out of sight, I'll get it.
Good.
Abdullah's on his way with the guns.
Thanks.
Okay, Mac, Albie, you guys still with me?
Go ahead, Rick. Yeah, we're here, Chief.
Listen up. You're flying your cargo to Wadi Musa near Petra. Assume you'll be seen and heard by the two GC hostages.
Yep.
Tell your people to stay with the choppers after you land, then you two hoof it over to the footpath entrance as soon as you can.
Got it. Question.
Quickly.
Might we be wrong about this being a place of refuge?
Albie, all we can do is clear the place, get the people in, and trust God to take care of them.
And if you find Hasid's body?
Then I'm going to assume it's them or us getting shot, and I'll promise you guys something. It's going to be them.
But here we've developed some clarity on the issue, Captain.
Be careful, guys.
Yep, all right.
Oh, Smitty, let me give you a hand.
Oh, these monsters are heavy.
Yeah, they are, but they get the job. You ready?
Been a while since I fired a 50 cal, and never at anything that could shoot back.
Hit one, and the rest will run.
I hope you're right. At the same time, I'm kind of hoping you're wrong about Mr. Hasid.
Yeah. Me too.
Okay, let's hold up for a second. How does Mac do it? He's in such good shape, yet he's so old.
Hey. He just doesn't know he's old. And there's no point in telling him, because he's carrying a really big gun.
That's right.
Look, we got another couple hundred yards to go, and that just gets us into the city.
You think we should have brought the stretcher?
I can always go back for it.
All right.
When we get inside, we'll split up. If there's only two of them, it'll even the odds of being spotted a little.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they'll be above us, which gives them the first advantage. We need to resist the urge to call out for David, all right?
Let me look for him. I can get around a little easier.
Okay.
All the same, I don't know why you couldn't spare another rifle.
Too much to carry. Besides, I'm hoping you're going to be busy with a patient.
I won't be much good to him if I'm dead.
Leah, here. Take this. It's only a .45, but...
I'll take it.
All right, you know how to use it?
Safety on the left, point and pull.
That's about the extent of it.
Thanks, Mac. I appreciate it.
All right. Let's go. I'll be... Lead the way.
All right. Right.
Let's go. Hang on.
Hey, you hear that, Cap?
Yeah. If those two hostiles are sitting up top, they'll have a shot at the first couple of choppers.
Yeah, looks like we better find them first.
Leah, take a hard right. Stay low and out of sight as much as you can. Circle around as far as you can before you climb.
Got it.
Our goal here is to get as high as possible. David usually called me from one of the upper ledges to improve reception.
Have you tried calling him again?
Chang nuked his phone.
Why?
To be safe.
Safe for whom? What if he's trying to contact us?
Too risky.
I suppose.
Albie, you go left.
All right.
Mac and I'll cover each other and try to see what's straight ahead past the main monuments. If you find David, click your radio twice. If you encounter the enemy, keep clicking till you see us. All right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And please
translate for those who don't understand. They have to stay hidden.
When will we be transported to Petra? Everyone wants very much to know.
I don't know the answer to that. My best guess is this evening, but I can't say for sure.
We want to see Micah.
You will. Now, please, tell your people to stay away from the open area.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you so much for what you are doing.
All right, David. Let's see what you have to say.
I hope you don't mind me recording this. What can I say? Forgive me, you're right. I was insensitive when I left. The truth is, in the back of my mind, I knew I was going to miss you. I just didn't know how to express it. And, you know, I'm still really hurting over Annie, so a new romance with such a short time left, I just don't know. We've become such good friends so quickly that, who knows? Maybe I was scared something deeper would develop. Well, I just want you to know I appreciate how much you love God. Everything you do, the way you treat people, your attitude, the encouragement you've given me, it's evidence of the work of Christ. You're an example to me.
Thank you, David.
Would you let me say goodbye properly? I'd like to try and make up for this by phone. So when you get back to Chicago, I know there's going to be a big time difference, but, well, maybe we can pick our spots and talk. Anyway, because of who you are, I know you'll understand and forgive me.
I do.
I look forward to starting over again, my friend. Thanks for listening.
Now that's from Leah. You see her? No, she's up too far. Leah, what have you got?
There's two directly above you, right?
Yeah, I got them right. Call it 200 yards, uniformed and armed. Can you confirm that there are only two?
No. I see them too.
What about you? You think there's just two?
Not sure I'd stake my life on it.
That's kind of what we're doing here. Make the call, Ray. Do we take them?
I see about 100 yards I can advance without their seeing me. Shall I go for it?
Affirmative. But turn your radio down and be careful about talking. All right, this position could work, Cap. We should set up here and go ahead and keep Leah climbing.
So she gets behind him.
Yeah, it'll give us the advantage. Get these clowns surrounded.
Yeah, as long as we don't shoot each other.
Yeah, well, there's that. Okay, hold up. They're eyeballing that chopper, Ray.
Don't even think about it.
I got a bad angle here. Too much rock. You got a better shot?
Yeah. Albie, can you see him?
Roger that. They're moving. Looks like they're setting up a shot on the chopper. Ah, I lost them.
Yeah, me too, Ray.
I've still got him.
Ray.
Go, Leah.
I found him. It's David's phone.
Good.
Not good. Lots of blood here and it's still to the side.
Okay. Stay put.
I have to know, Ray. Permission to proceed.
Denied. Those two come any further around a crag, they'll be able to see you.
I'll risk it.
Negative.
Come on, Ray. They couldn't hit me from there anyway.
Leah, stay put.
Where are they now?
I'll let you know if and when you may proceed. How much blood are you looking at?
Fatal.
How do you know that?
Quantity, color, pattern.
Pattern?
One pattern shows a pulsating spray. Another shows exit wound drainage and no pulse, and the blood leading to the edge looks like a drain tube.
So whoever it was, they were dead before they went over the side.
Affirmative. It'll take me 10 seconds to know if it was David.
Stay put. Albie, you ready?
Negative. No shot from here.
Ditto there, Cap. I'm out of position.
Great. I'm the only one with a shot.
Ray, requesting permission to approach the edge of the ridge.
All right. They both have their backs to you. Go as fast as you can and return. Don't acknowledge. Just go.
Oh,
See the sores on their necks through the scope.
What's the distance?
200 yards.
Yep, that chopper's getting kind of close.
And they're sighting up the chopper again. How much damage could they do?
And they're both toting newer model AKs. If they have enough rounds, they could chew up the tail rotor and bring it down.
Wait till the bird's on top of them and kill the occupants while it's in the air.
Good possibility as well. If you got the shot, you better take it because the chopper is now in range.
Racer, I found David. They punctured him. The birds are already working on him.
Take him, Ray.
Chopper's by clean, Cap. Good shot.
Perfect shot, Ray. Four fired down. Watch further.
Did I get him? Are they still up there?
Looks clear from where I'm at.
What?
They're both down, Ray. Good shot.
All right. Keep your eyes peeled. Let's climb up and see what we've got.
We got a direct hit on this one. You can see.
Indeed.
And it looks like the shell struck the other one in the neck before blowing a hole in the rock.
Here comes Ray.
Oh, what a mess. Trust me, David looks worse.
What was that?
I said David looks worse than they do. What's wrong with you?
I forgot my earplugs. Everything's still ringing. Can we get David's body out?
No. Ravine's too narrow.
It's probably where we should throw these two. Yeah. Yeah. Come on now, Ray. Pull it together. This is war.
I don't want these bodies here when the place fills up.
I'll take care of them.
All right, get on the horn, Ray. Let's get the people in here.
Mac, I can't... Would you mind handling that?
With pleasure, Cap. Op Eagle. This is McCullum speaking for Ray Steele. We are now go for choppers into the nest. The landing zone is clear. Repeat, clear to land. Let's get our charges inside the city and do it quick, people. Fly 'em like you mean it. This is McCullum out.
This is Chang.
Chang, I must talk with you.
Hello, Mother.
Your father is very upset over cut media in Jerusalem.
Really?
Oh, not know what to think. We talk. He'll wonder what you think, but afraid to ask. I think Abesia bad, bad man. What do you think?
Mother, you know what I believe.
I'm afraid to say, but I read Ben Judah.
Really?
How does he know in advance?
Mother, all that's happening has been predicted in the Bible.
We should be
safe. Mom, I'll be praying for you. Chang Wong.
Chang, it's Buck. Haim is about to crank it up here at Masada. Can you record this if I leave my phone on?
Yeah, why?
Well, the troop force will want to hear it. Haim is really amazing when he's Micah.
So I've seen. No idea how long he'll talk?
Well, I'm pretty sure he doesn't even know.
Okay, Doc. Looks like we got a full house here.
Pray with me, Cameron. God, grant me the wisdom to say what you want me to say, and may these dear ones hear what you want them to hear.
And God, empower Haim's voice. We don't have a stage, we don't have amplification, but we do have you.
Amen.
Amen. All yours, Micah.
Thank you. Friends, fellow Jews, friends, my friends, I cannot guarantee your safety here in Masada tonight. Your very presence makes you an enemy and a threat to the ruler of this world. And when the plague of sores upon his people is lifted at 9 o'clock tonight, it is likely they will target you with a vengeance. Tonight, I will ask you to make a decision that will change your destiny. If you make this commitment...
Hannah.
Hello, Leah.
Everything under control?
Leah, I need to hear it.
Hear what?
What I already know.
Sorry?
Leah, you switched radio channels when you reached Petra. Mac radios in the all clear and says nothing, and we had radio silence on the return trip. You think I'm stupid?
No.
Just tell me! Just tell me.
Hannah, we found David's body. I don't think he suffered much at all.
Did you bring it back?
We couldn't get to it.
He's still out there?
There was... Oh, I'm sorry, Hannah. I'm really, really sorry.
I didn't get to say goodbye.
Jesus of Nazareth is the only one who could be the Messiah. He gave himself willingly as a sacrifice and then proved himself worthy when God raised him from the dead. Even skeptics and unbelievers have called Jesus the most influential person in history.
Of the billions. Captain?
Albie.
I think it's time we gave up this airstrip.
I'm listening.
Our resources here could be better used elsewhere. I say we get busy flying more people to safety instead of lying here waiting for an enemy that might not show.
I agree, Captain.
Yeah, good call. Let them attack here if they want. It's a waste of their time. Well, let's load up the weapons.
Smith!
Someone will need to drive the truck with the medical supplies. Smitty, get Mac on the line.
I'm talking to him now, Captain.
What?
I got him.
What are you, a mind reader?
You didn't hear his phone ring.
Trust me, I hear plenty of ringing.
Captain, Mac believes that when Dr. Rosenzweig is finished speaking at Masada, many Israelis will come to Messiah.
Which means they'll all need rides to Petra.
Exactly.
All right, let's go.
Jesus fulfilled these and all the 109 prophecies, proving he is the Son of God. Tonight, Messiah calls to you. As the most prolific writer of Scripture, a Jew himself wrote, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The cost is great, but the reward greater. You can know tonight that you will spend eternity with Jehovah God. If you choose Christ, pray this prayer with me. Dear God, I am a sinner and separated from you. I believe Jesus is the Messiah and that he died on the cross to pay for my sins. I believe he rose again the third day and that by receiving his gift of love, I will have the power to become a son of God because I believe on his name. Thank you for hearing me and saving me, and I pledge the rest of my life to you. Amen.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Desecration by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Adapted for radio by Chris Fabry. Music by Steve Wick. Sound design by Glenn West. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.